Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Sharon W. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book and we are on page XVII, the first paragraph starting with, "Hence the two men set to work," ending with, "Though no one realized it at the time." We are reading just the one paragraph today, and the readers are 12 Steps, Mary P., The 12 Traditions, Lisa L., readers of the text are Penny L.C., Kara L., and Barbara W. Today's newcomer greeter is Kaylee R., and reading announcements will be Robin P. The reference numbers for Tuesday, March 1st, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 18,616, that is 18616. And the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 18,623, that's 18623. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I would like to now ask Mary P. to please unmute and read the 12 steps.
Good morning. This is Mary P. from Austin, Texas, and these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service, and I will pass.
Thank you, Mary P. I will ask now Lisa L. to read the 12 traditions, please. Star 1 to unmute, Lisa. All right, Lisa, are you there for the 12 traditions? Can I be heard? Okay. Barbara W., would you like to go ahead and do backup on the 12 traditions?
Hi, sorry about that. This is Lisa L. with the 12 traditions.
Awesome.
One,
thank
our
you,
common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book at the forward to second edition on page XVII, the first paragraph starting with, hence the two men set to work, ending with, though no one realized it at the time. And I will ask Penny L.C. to begin reading, please. Star 1 to unmute, Penny. Penny, are you there? Star 1 to unmute.
Thank you. I was speaking. And not realizing I wasn't being heard, apologize. Thank you, Sharon, for your service, and good morning. Good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. Hence the two men set to work almost frantically upon alcoholics arriving in the ward of the Akron City Hospital. Their very first case, a desperate one, recovered immediately and became AA number 3. He never had another drink. This work at Akron continued through the summer of 1935. There were many failures, but there was an occasional heartening success. When the broker returned to New York in the fall of 1935, the first AA group had actually been formed though no one realized it at the time. And for context with the history of this, this AA number 3 refers to Bill Dobson, who was a lawyer there in Akron. And he's mentioned in the A Vision for You chapter on page 158, and also his story in the back of the book is on page 182. And so Bill W. and Dr. Bob understood that in order to keep their sobriety, they had to pass it on to another alcoholic. They realized it was an urgent situation, and it was imperative that they go to any length to seek out another desperate soul. Their 12-step efforts were necessary for them, needed by their protege, and a miracle resulted. They understood that sharing their solution was God's will, and their charge was to be the lantern, to be the conduit for God's light and love. The message comes to me from this example, how crucial it is for me to work with sponsees, for me to be able to maintain my abstinence, and even more, my sanity. I must give it away. I appreciate reading that there was this first success, but also many failures. Today, I'm aware that I am not responsible for the outcome, but I am responsible for sharing my experience, strength, and hope, and how a relationship with the God of my understanding has brought me to a new way of living that is free from bondage and guided by spiritual principles that result in an inner peace that is an absolute miracle for me today. Thank you for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Penny. I'll now take a list of those who'd like to share. And I would like to ask that although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So I'll take your name, your first initial, and if you could give me where you're calling from, and it will really be helpful if we kind of just try to do one name at a time. So go ahead and unmute, and let's start with our lineup.
Elaine G.
Who would like? Elaine G.
Veronica B.
Veronica B. Star 1 to unmute if you'd like to give me your name and get into this our first lineup. Okay, Veronica, where are you calling from?
California.
California, awesome. Okay, let's start here. I've got Elaine G. and Veronica B., and then I'll take some more names. Elaine, go ahead and unmute and share with us, please.
This is Elaine from New York, Eastern Standard Time. But anyway, as I read this chapter, the foreword, the second, I see that as the chapter goes on, to say that, they publicized, Alcoholics Anonymous, they wanted to tell everybody about it, But about the chapter, they saw that one alcoholic, we could say compulsive overeater, helped another, or else not helping another, nothing will happen here, but everybody will die, die from the disease. So it's imperative, like they say, that we got to help each other. And pertinent, very, very pertinent. And I never realized that until I got into Vision for You that I had to help another. I wondered why I kept on slipping, you know, and making it an I, making it in the I, me. I'm only working this program for me and not others, you know. And now I see, you know, how important it is. Also, you know, I'm staying abstinent because I'm doing this, because I'm working the program, helping others, reaching out. Even though I don't have much time, I may have just a little more time than beginner, and I could share my experience, strength, and hope. And all I know is that when I do reach out to the newcomer, and I stay afterwards to after the meeting just to get the names of the newcomers, and also the ones that are, that have a lot of recovery, they could help me, you know. And in turn, maybe, you know, what I say can help them, you know. Thanks.
Thank you, Elaine. Next, we have Elaine from New York. Next up, we have Veronica B. from California.
Hi, good morning.
Stay tuned, because I'll take a list. Go ahead, Veronica. Sorry about that.
Hi. Thank you. I'm Veronica. I'm a compulsive overeater living in California. And thank you for your service today. And so good to be on the line. This book is all about helping me get a relationship with my higher power, a God that will help me live on a spiritual basis, a God that will be enough power for me to do my day without going to the food. And these men experienced for themselves when they were feeling desperate or when they were feeling they might drink again, that they have to work with others. It was their experience. And it's my experience being in this program since 2009 that when I am working with others, that's when I feel God's power work through me. That's when I feel filled up with love and the feeling of goodness. And it only happens when I'm working with others. It only happens when I, you know, on the days when I don't want to answer the phone, I answer the phone anyways. On the days when I don't want to commit to my committed time of showing up for my step work, I show up anyways. It's in taking those actions that lead me to the good feelings, because this is an action program. I can't just hope that I get it. I have to actually take physical actions that are contrary to how I'm feeling. And it doesn't matter if I want them to work out or not. Like, just taking the actions, I get the results, even if I don't want them to, even if I don't want the results, like, I get them because I've taken the actions that make me feel better. And when I'm helping others, I'm not thinking about myself. I'm not in my self-seeking, woe is me, what can I get out of it? You know, I'm just not thinking of myself because I'm thinking of others. And it's the same for my family. I show up for my family. I help where I am needed in my family. You know, I have a mom that has Alzheimer's, and it's hard work, but I show up for my mom because it's the right thing to do. I'd rather work than go show up for my mom and help her and be with her and pretend like every time she tells me something, it's the first time she's told me. You know, that takes a lot of love and understanding, and I have to put myself out of the picture and just show up for others, because in helping you, I'm not thinking about myself. And that's what these men were doing. They knew that in helping others, they felt better, that they had the power flow into them because of that good feeling. It's in taking those good actions that you get the good results, you know. This program has absolutely transformed my life, so welcome if you're new, and join us on this beautiful journey. Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica. Okay, I'm going to take some more names now, and just a little reminder that although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So I am ready.
Let's, Sherry Z, recovered. Go. Sherry Z,
Jamie
recovered.
E.
I saw Sherry Z, and then I heard a man's voice before Joanne B.
Jim E.
Jim E. Great, and then Joanne B.
Joanne B.
Can you repeat that, please?
Sue Ann D.
Sue Ann P.
D is in David.
Got it. Oh, D. Okay, so there was no Joanne B., correct? It was Sue Ann
correct.
B. Okay. Anyone else like to share? I can still take a few more names, or we can go ahead and start.
Virginia N.
Got it, Virginia N. Anyone else? Okay, let's start there. And if you can just state where you're calling from, I've got Sherry Z, Jim E, Sue Ann D, and Virginia N. Go ahead, Sherry. Thank you.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
I'm Sherry Z from Southern California, gratefully recovered today, and thank you so much for your service and for this speaker who shared that his story was on page 182, and I never made that connection. And I went back to the story of Bill Dotson, and there was just the two of them going to him, and they asked a few questions. They said, do you want to quit? Did I think I could quit on my own? Did I believe in a higher power? Would I be willing to ask God for help? And then they left him overnight to literally pray about that. It's like, that was very clear to me how my sponsor did it. She asked me, do you want to quit? Did I think I could do it on my own? Did I believe in God? And would I go to God for help? And then she said, you're going to sleep on it and pray about it. And the next day, what I think is so profound is they said to them, you can quit for 24 hours. And the last line of this paragraph says, no one realized it at the time. Like, I didn't realize the last time I had to permanently stop compulsively overeating. And I pray that my abstinent date is the last time. Like, no one realized it at the time that that was going to be my last binge, that was going to be my last moment. And we never know when that moment is. And what I think is the miracle in this program is, like, it's not like the birthday, the this day. There's one day that becomes so significant for me in my life because it is, God willing, my last day. My last day. And I didn't realize it at the time, but God willing, it is my last day. And the big book promises us that we can have permanent recovery, that it can be our last day. So I just was really appreciated the words of the speaker today. I'm so grateful that I'm not, that I want to quit, that I know I can't do it on my own, that I believe wholeheartedly in God, and that I ask God for help every day. Truly, truly grateful, and for this 24 hours. So thank you.
Thank you, Sherry Z from California. Next up, we have Jim E.
Hi, everybody.
Unmute.
Hi, my name's Jim. I am a compulsive overeater in Nanaimo, British Columbia, Canada. I really enjoy hearing about the very beginning and of the 12-step fellowships, and it's a good reminder for me. You know, if I want to talk to another compulsive overeater, you know, I take out my magical cell phone device and I tap tap tap, and I either call somebody or I find out when the next Zoom meeting that I can do without putting on my shoes is, and I have access to thousands, more or less immediately. And, you know, these guys were hunting, like searching out people who problem drinkers so that they could carry the message. And they were not doing it because, you know, they're super great, saintly guys. They were doing it because they wanted to recover. And the few, when I've gotten a chance to, like, speak at a meeting or share with a newcomer, I like to tell them that why I'm doing it. And the reason is not that I'm doing anybody a favor. The reason is that my life depends on it. So it's vital to my recovery. It's not about, oh, you poor guy who can't stop binge eating, I'm going to help you because I'm such a great dude. That's not what it is. So my survival is dependent on doing all the things and the steps. And in order to keep the recovery I get from that, I need to carry the message and be there the way people were for me. Thanks for listening. That's all. Bye.
Thank you, Jim E. from British Columbia. Next up, we've got Sue Ann D., followed by Virginia N., and then I'll go ahead and take up another lineup. Go ahead, Sue Ann.
Hi, I'm Sue Ann D., a grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater. Can you hear me?
Yes, you can be heard.
And I'm from New York, presently in Mexico. And I am so grateful that I can reach out to others, both to have a connection with them in my recovery, because I am in Mexico and the city I'm in doesn't have an OA meeting. So this way I can continue my connection with my fellows. And also, more importantly, do service, because I became abstinent first. I did the steps. I'm doing the steps. I haven't completed them yet, but I can help others that have this illness and are in despair, as well as helping myself by doing the service, because it helps me to maintain my abstinence and gives me strength throughout the day. And I too am amazed at the ability to be able to reach out to thousands of miles to people all around the world if I choose to do service. And it's quite astounding to me that Bill W. and Bob and Dr. Silkwood realized that this program relied on the fellows helping each other, because that helped themselves. And the word fellowship, I used to balk at, because it sounded sexist to me. However, I now realize that that's totally unimportant. Words don't really define what this program is, or how our higher power defines what drives us away from the madness. And that is to be in touch with other people with the same problem and help each other. And for me, it's so I just don't go into relapse again. Thank you.
Gentle reminder. Luann, are you there? Okay. Next up, thank you, Sue Ann from New York. Next up, we have Virginia N.
Good morning. This is Virginia N. from Southwest Virginia. And for a long time, I didn't have the willingness to sponsor people because I thought I didn't know how to do it. I was uncomfortable, and I couldn't stay abstinent. And I needed to do that service not only for others but for myself. And when I stopped making it about me, because I can't give recovery to anyone, they need to want it, and I just have to be there to share my experience, hope. And when this paragraph talks about them having a lot of failures, and I was one of those many failures for quite a while with sponsors, but it still helped me, and I gained things. And I've even had former sponsees call me that weren't able to finish the steps at the time with me, but they thanked me for what I did for them, and they, down the road, continued on. So I just have to put myself out there and share my experience, strength, and hope, and like others have shared, it's self-serving. I'm staying abstinent, and I'm sane, and because I have the willingness to sponsor others to continue on their journey. So thanks for listening, and I'll pass.
Thank you for sharing, Virginia. Okay, I've got some more time here to take names, and go ahead and star one to unmute if you'd like to share.
Lorraine E.
Lorraine E.
Joan R.
Joan R.
Lorraine N.
Lorraine N. Anyone else? I can take another few names.
Barbara B. from Connecticut.
Barbara B. from Connecticut. Okay, let's start with that. I've got Lorraine E., Joan R., Lorraine N., and Barbara B. Go ahead, Lorraine. Please share with us, and if you don't mind to just tell us where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Lorraine E., recovered, and I am from Washington State. I just want to thank everyone for being here in the morning. This is so special to start my day like this, and I have a lot of gratitude. I was reflecting, actually, on just taking everything in, what everyone was saying. And I think for me, I do know that following the steps is a selfish act for me, because if I don't do that, if I don't work with others, if I don't reach out each day, if I don't do that service, I'm back in my own head. And if I'm back in my own head, I'm back in the food. And if I'm back in the food, I'm dead. You know, it's life and death for me. But I do think it's amazing how the Big Book talks about this transcendence, where we start helping others for this really, and, you know, selfish reason, like, hey, I got to survive. And then for me, there's a process where you see people change. You see the growth. You see the rebirth. You see them get recovered. You see them get well and heal. You know, you're watching healing happening through their higher power in this program, and watching that there's nothing like it for me. There's nothing like it. And I guess that's selfish too, but it kind of transcends just that aspect of I got to get mine to, wow, I really do want to help you. You know, I have this thing and it worked for me. You know, I one day at a time I'm recovered, and I'd like it for you too. And it's just a miracle. There's really not much other way to describe it or explain it. And it's a privilege, You know, it started out as work and it still is work, but now it's also a great privilege to be able to do that service and see those changes. With that, I will pass Lorraine E. from Washington. Thank you, everyone, for your service.
Thank you, Lorraine. Next up, we've got Joan R.
This is Joan R. from Oregon. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you, Joan.
I feel like this being on this meeting this morning is really an answer to prayer. I'm just hearing these shares, the reading about and what the person shared about Bill Dobson and his story is, it really just touches me right to my heart. I have been making excuses for not sponsoring Envision because, you know, whatever the excuses are. And I'm struggling with abstinence. And so clearly this is what I needed to hear this morning. And I'm willing. And I wrote down to sponsor under God to get abstinent today. So thank you all very much. And I'll pass.
Thank you. Thank you, Joan from Oregon. Joan R. Next up, we have Lorraine N., followed by Barbara B.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for your service. Lorraine N., recovered compulsive overeater in Oregon. Gosh, I'm just enjoying the heck out of reading these forwards. And I have a lot of stuff underlined here and there, so I know I went through this before. Probably with visions a couple years ago. And I didn't want to sponsor. I was afraid. I didn't think I had anything to offer. And I'm not sure I did a great job in the beginning. And I feel a little bad for those women. But I know that it's not up to me if someone else recovers. But I do know that sponsoring, after I became abstinent and able to sponsor, because I can't share what I don't have, my program just deepened so much. And I do care about, it is strenuous work. If I have two or three sponsees back to back in the morning, you know, it's kind of tiring in a good tired way. Because it's intense work. You know, the sentence above this paragraph, it says strenuous work with another alcoholic is vital to permanent recovery. So not only do I have to do it to stay abstinent, I love doing it because I love sharing my experience, strength, and hope with another suffering compulsive overeater who wants to find the solution, which is in this book. And it's just been the best experience for me, and it's deepened my program, and it keeps me abstinent one day at a time. So thank you for letting me share this morning, and I'll pass. Lorraine N. in Oregon.
Thank you, Lorraine. And next up, we've got Barbara B., and stay tuned. I'll take a few more names after Barbara's share. Go ahead, Barbara. Please share.
Hi, good morning. I'm Barbara B. from Connecticut, USA. And I'm very grateful to have you guys here that we can listen and talk or share. Like, because I'm new in the program. I have 1 year and I'm struggling still with the having relapses because I really don't know yet my abstinence. Sometimes the volume, sometimes it's food, because food can be, of course, I have some food that I know, but some others, it's just a trigger. It's like, I don't know, depends on my day. I feel, you know, eating more or no. It's very different. Like, I've been trying to know myself about it. And yeah, and then I'm on step six, actually 7, and it's been so hard for me to reach out, you know, even to share right now. It's been like so a lot of effort to do because I have a problem with isolation. Like I don't want to talk. I just, you know, I just want to be in my own world. And that's not the problem, because we need to reach out. We need to even listen. I need to listen and take care of, like, be able to at least listen to others instead to talk and think about just me. So I'm very grateful that I have the meetings on Zoom and you guys here. And all, you know, as the guy said before, we can just get our phone and reach people. So, yeah, thank you so much. I just want to put it out that I ask God to help me to be able to get out of my own world and comfort zone and reach people. That's the way I'm going to recover. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara B. from Connecticut. Okay, we've got time for about 3, maybe 4 shares, and I'm ready to take some names.
Elaine S. from California.
Catherine N. Miriam
after
G. from Southern California.
Was that Marion?
Miriam, M-I-R-I-A-M.
Oh, Miriam, great.
G from Southern California.
Perfect. And I can take one more.
Carol F.
Carol F. Okay. I've got Elaine S., Catherine N., Miriam G., and Carol F. Please correct me if I've gotten any of that wrong. Go ahead, Elaine.
Hi, this is Elaine S. from Santa Barbara, California. And, you know, what I realized from this is that when they went to visit, you know, these, you know, Bill, Dee, and various people, they weren't clear on what they were going to say. They were directed by God. They had an idea from their experience. But I think when we sponsor, part of what makes me not nervous about sponsoring is that from experience, I have learned that God is directing me. The words that come out of my mouth, I don't know where they're coming from. They're coming from God, because they're not only for words that I want the other person to hear, but they're words that God wants me to hear. And that's another reason why, you know, sponsoring for me is just essential. It's just, feeling the support from the other person that we're trying to help, because it is absolutely, you know, when I sponsor, the other person is also sponsoring me. I'm leading them through the steps. I'm providing my experience because I've recovered. But it's all directed by God. And just the most important thing is to stay, you know, keep those channels open. And that has to come with abstinence. There is no way, if I'm slipping, you know, having a little more dinner after dinner, which is a behavior, I'm not eating a trigger food, but nevertheless, it's going to lead me to my trigger foods. I can't go there. I have to stay clean to be able to keep the channels open, and keeping the channels open also requires sponsoring, working with others, making outreach calls. If you can't find a sponsee, you can make outreach calls. Eventually, God will bring a sponsee to us. As soon as I finished working the steps this last time, I got a call, somebody asking me to sponsor them. It's like God directs. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Elaine. Next up, we have got Catherine, followed by Miriam, and then Carol. Go ahead, Catherine. Are you there, Catherine? Star one to unmute.
Hi, Catherine N. in Virginia. I have a problem with this unmuting and muting. Catherine N. in Virginia, compulsive overeater. Grateful to be on the meeting today and for everyone's shares. You know, for me, sponsoring over the years has been just such a wonderful experience. You know, to watch people, you know, change, you know, with God's help. And, you know, for me, what it is I just, you know, I just share, you know, what's worked for me, you know, how working the steps and having a relationship with a higher power has, you know, has brought me to where I am today. And that's a changed person. You know, there's a sentence in the OA 12 and 12, something about, I pray to be made new. And, you know, so, you know, my job being a sponsor is to guide someone to find their own way, the way that works for them. And, you know, that it's such a privilege. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Catherine N. from Virginia. Next up, we've got Miriam G., and hopefully we'll have time for Carol right after Miriam. Go ahead, Miriam.
Actually unmuted. I'm Miriam G. from Southern California, and thank you so much for Visions. I love this paragraph because it reminds me when I came into OA, I couldn't wait to start sponsoring people. But that was before I had even taken step one or did anything. I just had it in my heart to help people because I felt the miracle of the program. And before I speak, I always ask God to put the words in my mouth so I can be supportive of somebody in the program. When I was working many years ago, I started 3 meetings at lunchtime. I had speakers, I had a big book study, a step study, and a speaker once a week. And it made me feel so good that I could bring this to people. And now I'm not working anymore. And so just seeing them change was amazing and still amazing. I still think I have nothing to share. I've been in program for 1,000 years. And my sponsor keeps telling me, you have something to share, share it. So I'm doing that. I just love this program, and I'm so happy on Vision. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Miriam G. And next up, and our last for today, will be Carol F. Go ahead, Carol. Are you there, Carol? Star one to unmute.
Hi. Sorry, yeah, I was unmuting. This is Carol F. in Central Oregon, gratefully recovered. I'll just be brief. I just am so grateful for
I pushed the wrong button. I apologize. I hung up, so I apologize. I'm back.
Oh.
I'm finished. Thank you.
Am I being heard?
It's Carol. Yes, Carol. Everyone else can unmute. It's Carol's turn. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry. I just started sponsoring. I had no idea what a joy it would be. And it really does put me where I need to be every day. And it's a great, it's a pleasure, and it's humbling. And I'm just really so grateful to this program, to the Visions meeting, and to my sponsee, as well as my sponsor. And I'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Carol, for your share. And thank you, everyone, for their shares today. That is all the time that we've got for sharing. And so I'm going to go ahead and we'll close now with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed, if everyone can go ahead and please mute their phones, that would be great. The reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Kara L. please read A Vision for You? Our Big Book is meant to be suggestive only.
Good morning. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then.